The Cannabis Caucus is a 12-part series devoted to educating and informing the public about cannabis, hemp, medicine, and how the industry impacts the economy. There are 24 states with a comprehensive medical cannabis program, and over 20 states are indicating it will be on their 2016 general election ballot. 17 states allow the cultivation of hemp. Plus, there are some passing cannabis policies within their own state government. And then there are the four states that allow recreation. It seems no matter where you turn, the cannabis domino has fallen. The Cannabis Caucus interviews law enforcement officers, policymakers, dispensary owners, medical doctors, activists, and those living and working within the industry on a day-to-day basis. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm an award-winning journalist, executive producer, and talk show host. And this is the Cannabis Caucus 2016. In this very special edition of our Cannabis Caucus 2016, we talk with Carlos Afaro, Arizona Political Director for the Marijuana Policy Project. Plus, Carlos Afaro is the Deputy Campaign Manager for the Campaign to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol in Arizona.
Hello, I'm Carlos Afaro. I'm Deputy Campaign Manager for the Campaign to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol in Arizona.
How about when it comes to the banking side of things? I don't know if you guys are involved in this, but I understand there's some issues with depositing money in federally insured banks, just the federal law and the banking side. Are you guys aware of that? And how involved is Arizona when it comes to the finances and the cash behind the cannabis market?
Well, you know, that's going to be a complicated issue, not only for Arizona, but for the rest of the country. We have a system where the banking system is regulated at the federal level. And at the federal level, marijuana is still considered a Schedule I drug, meaning it has no medicinal value. It's put up in par with heroin. And not only is that ridiculous, but, I mean, we shouldn't be shocked. Federal government is usually slow and counterproductive when it comes to these issues. It's going to take activists and politically minded people to change those policies so that we can declassify marijuana. And there's already been efforts, and there are efforts currently to try to reschedule marijuana so that banking could be open, the research on the actual plant could happen and would be more available. So there's a lot of things happening at the federal level, and banking is one of them. And it's going to affect how the cannabis market looks, not just in our state, but in the whole country.
And that was Carlos Afaro, Arizona Political Director for the Marijuana Policy Project and the Deputy Campaign Manager for the Campaign to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol in Arizona. To listen to the full-length interview or other special features, a part of our 12-part series on the Cannabis Caucus 2016, visit our parent company's website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies. I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist, executive producer, and talk show host. And I thank you folks for tuning in to the Cannabis Caucus 2016, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
United Frac, a reputation for the best quality new and used frac tanks. United Frac prides themselves in selling only the highest quality oil field equipment. United Frac has the largest frac tank inventory in North America. This includes new and pre-owned tanks. Contact a salesman today. Discover why United Frac sells more tanks in a week than competitors do in a year. Call toll-free 866-513-0565 or go to unitedfrac.com. That's United Frac.
Well, as a breast cancer survivor, I know that I would not be alive today if previous Congresses hadn't insisted that the federal government invest in breast cancer research. But we have a lot of work left to do, and we know with budgets short, we need to look to all of us to contribute to that research. That's why I was proud to sponsor the Breast Cancer Coin Bill. It won't cost the government a dime, but it will help raise millions of dollars for breast cancer research. It's a good idea. Its time has come. We're all in this together, and I'm very excited that the president has signed this coin bill. I'm excited to see the design of the coin bill or the actual coin, and I'm excited to promote the sale of that coin so that we can raise additional resources for all important breast cancer research, which saves lives like mine.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
Candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.